Grave goods are essential to the study of ancient societies. In the case of the Memnon Axe, the symbols inlaid on its faces can tell us not only the religion of the man buried there, but also give us some insight into what religions were being practiced around the time that he lived. The Memnon grave was discovered originally in 1868, and its contents date back to the winter of 970 to 971, where a magnate was buried. The ornate designs present on the axe, as well as the plethora of objects and textiles found within the grave, suggests that this magnate was quite a rich man. The axe itself is forged of iron, and features an intricate silver inlay design. On one side of the axe, the blade features a tree-like image. This image has been interpreted as either Christian or pagan, as a depiction of the tree of life, or as a depiction of the sacred tree Yggdrasil, respectively. On the opposite side, there is a rooster-like figure that appears to be intertwined with the tree-like structure. As a pagan symbol, this figure would represent the rooster in ancient Norse mythology, called Gullinkambi. Gullinkambi sits atop the tree of Yggdrasil and serves to wake the Viking warriors each morning. This rooster, however, could also be a phoenix, which is commonly considered the sign of rebirth in Christianity. These complex artistic designs on the axe spurn the delineation of what is now considered the Memnon style after the Memnon grave where the axe was discovered. While the Memnon axe saw no battles and was merely for ceremony's sake, its designs show us that some of the ambiguity surrounding the interplay between the religions at the time. As evidenced by scholars of the Viking Age, a reader, both Christianity and pagan religions were practiced at the time, and the conversion from paganism to Christianity was not a linear one. The Memnon grave and the axe within both support the notion that both indeed religions are being practiced. Since we cannot interpret the silver inlay designs as being distinctly pagan or distinctly Christian, this also supports that the two religions probably intersected and the art styles overlapped.